USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. A temporary channel is now open around the site of the Baltimore Bridge collapse for essential vessels and for clearing debris. President Biden set to visit Baltimore Friday.
The president will meet with state and local officials involved in recovery efforts after the bridge collapse, according to White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
The president is continuing to lead a whole-of-government approach to the collapse. President Biden and his team are working with Governor Moore, the congressional delegation, Mayor Scott, and numerous state and local officials to reopen the port.
The time and location of the president's Baltimore visit have not been released.
John Schaefer reporting. The U.S. looking more into the Israeli airstrike in Syria that killed a top Iranian general, a former U.S. National Security Advisor making his best guess at how Iran might respond.
I think they'll launch some missiles by way of Hezbollah, probably into northern Israel.
Michael Allen points out Israeli troops have been fighting Hezbollah along Lebanon's southern border since the war with Hamas broke out. Meanwhile, the World Central Kitchen confirms at least five of its aid workers were killed by an Israeli airstrike in Gaza on Monday. Donald Trump has posted a reduced bond in his New York civil fraud case. Trump posted a $175 million bond Monday evening, preventing any potential seizure of his assets. Last week, the court allowed the amount owed for an appeal to be lowered from $454 million. The last living survivor of the Japanese attack on the USS Arizona at Pearl Harbor has died. Luke Conter died Monday in Grass Valley, California, according to his family. He was 102 years old. He was among more than 2,000 Americans killed during the Japanese bombings of Pearl Harbor in December 1941. It is the event which triggered U.S. involvement in World War II. This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
A man is under arrest after allegedly driving his vehicle into a security gate at an FBI office in Georgia. According to officials, the suspect attempted to tailgate another vehicle in order to gain access to the facility, but security protocols thwarted the effort. Footage from the incident depicted the front of the car severely damaged. Authorities have reported no injuries. As of now, no details regarding a possible motive have been made public. The White House, answering critics of the Easter weekend observance of Trans Day in Washington, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre to reporters Monday afternoon.
And as we know, for folks who understand the calendar and how it works, Easter falls on different Sundays, right, every year. And this year it happened to coincide with Transgender Visibility Day.
She says the recognition of Transgender Day of Visibility is nothing new at the White House. Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice, now retaining legal counsel as police in Dallas were still hoping to speak with him. This in the wake of Saturday's crash involving a vehicle registered under Rice's name. An early investigation showed two cars were speeding in the far left lane when they both lost control and caused a chain reaction crash. Two people were reportedly hospitalized with minor injuries. The men in the speeding cars all left the scene without checking on anyone. It's still unknown if Rice was present at the scene at the time of the crash or if he might be facing any charges. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.